All right. So, as I suspected, things did not go as planned. If anybody knows why CloneZilla might not recognize an SSD, that would be great. My first thought was it was running it in RAID 0, actually, which is weird because there was only one disk. But anyway, that's what BIOS was calling it. I changed that to AHCI. I might go try some of the other options to see if it recognizes it, but it doesn't see it. Like when I look in dev, I only see SDA and SDB, but I don't see the SSD anywhere. SDB being the USB drive and SDA being the eSATA drive. So that would be great to know if anybody knows how that could work. The alternative is I could, from within gpartedit, do I have the right tools to, if gpartedit sees it, which I haven't tested yet, can I take the CloneZilla image within gpartedit and clone it onto the SSD from there, since I'm going to have to fire up gpartedit anyway to do the alignment. So if anybody knows, send me a DM on Audioboo. Thanks.